Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. And from the eyes of Egypt and artistic reflection by Lisa Camacho, the fascinating world of Egypt comes alive as two people join destinies through the power of God and art, revealing the culture, traditions, religion, and beliefs of this beautiful country. It's a story of love, hope, and artistic reflection as these two people from different worldviews discover God's perspective and purpose. Lisa lives in Winter Park, Florida, with her devoted family, a medical social worker, minister to patients and families facing end-of-life issues. Her passion is seeking God, loving all of creation, and providing inspiration to others. From the eyes of Egypt, an artistic reflection, a thought-provoking and heartwarming look at the intersection of faith, art, and culture, and the author, Lisa Camacho, is our guest on This Week in America. Lisa, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you so much, Rick. It's a pleasure to be here.
Looking forward to the conversation, talking about Lisa's book, From the Eyes of Egypt. What inspired you to write this book? I mentioned a little bit of background in the book to set the stage for the conversation, but what is it that inspired you to take those thoughts, those emotions that you had, and put them into this wonderful book that you've written?
Well, I will share with you, Rick, that I always wanted to be a writer. I didn't exactly know what God wanted me to write about for many years. And when I had the opportunity to collaborate with artist Karim Imad, I realized that his artwork had truly inspired me and made me think about not just the love that I had for Egypt and other countries throughout the world, but just really inspiring me to think about my inner self and that inner voice that was inside of me that really was the writer speaking. And that really inspired me to want to do this tribute to his work. And that is the reason why I wrote the book. I really did feel that I became stronger in my relationship with God and my understanding of human suffering as a whole. And so that really led the book to be unfolded.
And I think those are emotions that readers will share as they read the book, From the Eyes of Egypt. Lisa Camacho is the author and our guest on the program. Book available at Amazon.com, the usual places. A link to Amazon on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. I'd like to take a second and talk about that. You've always wanted to be an author. When did you start writing? And talk a little bit about this journey that you've been on as a writer.
I started writing, well, academically. I started writing for many, many years as I've been working very hard to get my degrees and all. But as an actual author, in terms of creativity, it wasn't until I met Karim on Facebook in 2021 that I shared with him, you know, the longings of wanting to be a creative writer. And he encouraged me so much to start writing, and I asked him permission if I could write about his artwork and my feelings about what his artwork inspired in me, and as a result of that, we created this book. That's how this all got started.
It's interesting, the concept of that, and with a friend on Facebook. So don't take lightly friends on Facebook. They may give you ideas to go a little bit deeper into various aspects of your life or bring out the creative nature of someone, as was the case with Lisa. How has this book changed, maybe shaped your perspective on life, faith, and art? Because it's you can tell as you're reading the book, you can tell as you're listening to this conversation, it really had an impact on you. Talk about how that shaped your perspective on life.
Yes, very much so. I really came to understand what once Karim said to me in conversation. He said, art is everything. And you have to take the time to really look into the details when you want to appreciate anyone's artwork, not just mine. Just look at the details. And when he said that, I started looking at my own life as a picture. And I started looking at the details of my life and the things that I wanted to improve and change. And actually, one of the things that I had never done before was do an actual international trip. despite all the reading that I had done and all the writing I had done in my seminary work on the Middle East and all of that, I had never done it. And I started to realize what those fears were in terms of doing my creative writing and traveling and all of this. And it was Kareem's work and our conversations and this book that actually helped me. And I grew out of those fears. And just this past December of 24, I went to Egypt to meet Egypt and to meet Kareem, to lay foot on this great land. And the book finally came even more to life, and his artwork came more to life. And I think that art is everything now. I really do think that we have the gift of reflection, and I think we have the gift of really changing our lives in many, many different ways. And we, in our life story, we do paint a picture, whether we realize it or not. In every day, the choices that we make and the ways in which we can confront our fears and really seek out to become better will paint that picture in ways that we never even imagined. And his art particularly has done that for me, and has inspired me to just even do this traveling. So and further writing, I hope. I think this is just the beginning of my writing.
I love all of that, and it's so well said. For so many people, we think of art as words and pictures, and maybe beautifully written words, beautifully illustrated books. But it's more than that, isn't that? It touches so many emotions.
Yes.
When you're able to look and to interpret and to reflect, as you said. It's so much more than words and pictures.
Yes, very much so.
And that comes alive as you're reading, Lisa's book, From the Eyes of Egypt, An Artistic Reflection. If you're Googling Camacho, is C-A-M-A-C-H-O, Lisa Camacho, book available at Amazon, all the usual places, Barnes & Noble. And we've got a link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. I've mentioned faith several times in talking about the book and the emotions that it touches for you and so many of the readers. What role does faith play in your creative process and storytelling? How important is your faith?
Extremely important. I think that the most important relationship that I have in my life is that with God and my faith. And the time in which I spend in talking to God about life and about not just my life, but the life of others. And I think that one of the things that has helped me find that story to tell and that voice inside of me is my faith, is my relationship with God, and listening to what God has to say about me. Not so much about what I have to say about myself, because that's often very limited, but my faith is ongoing and very strong. And I find that as that relationship grows stronger, so do the relationships in my life, as the one I present with Kareem in this book, someone who I had not even met in person while writing this book, and yet touched me so deeply to inspire me and grow as a person and grow in my faith. So, yes, that's definitely the role that faith has in my life. Absolutely, Rick.
It's interesting, that bond that developed. It started with a, a Facebook message, and suddenly the world has changed for Lisa and for those who are reading the book. And it's interesting, I can tell the reaction to the audience by reading reviews and how the book has touched them. It's always interesting how the book touches the author. What was the most surprising, maybe unexpected lesson that you learned while working on this book?
I think the biggest one for me was really I was able to confront my fear. I didn't think that I would ever truly find the courage to overcome that fear of not being a good enough writer. And it surprised me in the end that I was able to be freed of that fear. And also to just... It led me to think about other projects that I want to do with Kareem. So I find that one project that released me of the fears that were inside of me are now transitioning over and opening doors for other projects and other things that we will be doing together. So it's actually been the excitement of it all has been also very surprising. I didn't think I was going to be so excited to accomplish this and that really it would just open new doors. So it's just been wonderful, really, really wonderful in many ways.
I love the passion, and it comes across as you're describing this book, From the Eyes of Egypt by Lisa Camacho. The links for the book and Amazon page on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. The book highlights the connection. I've used these words, faith, art, and culture, throughout the course of the interview and the introduction. How do these elements come together in your story? Talk about the relationship of those three words, faith, art, and culture.
Okay. Well, my faith is certainly in God. And I think that learning about Korean culture, learning about Egypt culture, which I had learned only, I would say, superficially throughout the years, as I share in the book, even as a child. I always read about Egypt, looked into Egypt, was always very fascinated with Egypt. But quite honestly, I didn't know Egypt. I didn't know the culture. I didn't know the faith of this country. I didn't understand many things that had to do with their traditions. And it was in our conversations and analyzing his artwork that I understood his faith more, his background, his culture, his traditions more. And what I found is that instead of that creating almost a separation between us, it actually created a reflection in me for me to evaluate where my faith is. Where is my culture? What is my culture? Who am I? Who am I? And what we found is in this conversation together that we were more similar than different, and that I felt so enriched by the relationship and the conversation that had to do with his faith and my culture and his culture, that we felt that our relationship in God had grown, that the way that we connected with our families and our community have grown, that the work that I do as a medical social worker every day grows because I grow in terms of understanding people from a diverse perspective, not just my own. So it has really shaped the way in which I do my work even every day. So I find that, you know, all of these three factors together never leave us. They're all very much intertwined. And if you really want to get to know a person, you have to know those three things. If you really want to know yourself, you have to take the time to really do that inner connection with yourself and not be afraid to ask those deep questions. What do I believe in? You know, what is important to me? What is beauty? What is beauty? What is culture? What is tradition? Those questions are so important.
So much in that answer, and I really love what you're talking about there. So often when we are talking with someone, meeting someone, a different culture, there's almost an intimidation. I don't know a whole lot. Are we missing an opportunity to not only learn about them and their culture, but maybe more of an appreciation for us and our culture?
Absolutely. I really do believe that. And it's amazing because we have a world right now that is so globalized.
Yes.
And yet we know so little about each other. And I think we need to, I hope that this book inspires everyone to really see the opportunity that exists in getting to know someone's story, someone's purpose, someone's life. We all have meaning. And it's only in that connection with one another that we can really live a wonderful and rich life. Being alone is not the only way to live a rich life. We can live a rich life in getting to know the stories of others and engaging with others, in walking with others, hearing the stories, making the stories our own, because that's what I have done with Kareem. I have made his life story my own, and he's done the same with me. And it's just been an amazing experience. And I think if we did that every single day, not even internationally only, but even locally in our own community, we could touch the lives of so many and change the lives of so many, and even our own.
The fascination I have with the collaboration you had with Kareem, let's talk about that, because here is someone, again, this was started off as a stranger, and now it's the two of you exchanging and growing from that relationship. How has his art influenced your writing? What influence has that had on your writing?
It didn't limit it, because okay. I had only seen myself in one aspect of writing, which was academic writing. I always thought that the day I would become a writer would be that I was going to publish some sort of academic work or piece regarding social work or theology, which are my backgrounds, right, in terms of education. I really thought that one day that would be what I would publish. He challenged that. He said, why limit yourself? If you are so inspired by my work and our conversations, and I know that that's not your background, and that's why I say in the book, I'm not an art specialist or expert, and I do not have a background in art history or anything like that. And I made it very clear, because I'm reflecting on his work, but not as an artist myself. But he did that. He said, you need to not limit yourself. If this is what is inspiring your soul to write, then just do it. So I broke away in a very interesting way from the academic writing, which I thought I would never do, because it's really all that I've been trained to do. Yeah, now I can officially feel very comfortable with the creative writing.
And the emotion of that, it's so many lessons,
yes,
again there.
Deep.
And what Lisa is saying, let's talk about self-imposed limitations. We all have a tendency, I believe, and maybe I shouldn't be that broad with it, but many of us have that tendency to the self-imposed limitations. It sounds like you had that until you met Kareem, and he was able to open up a whole new world for you. Do we hold ourselves back,
yes,
with these limitations that really are not necessarily logical limitations, just limitations we put on ourselves with self-doubt?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And I think that God wants us to live a very abundant life. God does not want us to live in fear. God does not want us to limit ourselves. I believe that he is a limitless God. He is a deep and great God. And so I think that that's the relationship that I've also discovered with God most recently, that for what seems really impossible for me, it's truly possible for God. But I have to confront that limitation myself, and I have to be willing to take that leap of faith and give myself that opportunity. Yeah. And I think that we all have that. I think we were all created to really live a wonderful, limitless life, a life that just feels like we're flying. Like we're flying, like we're soaring. And life has its hardships, and life has traumas and pains, but we're not called to stay there. And I'm so thankful to God for this opportunity through this book that I was able to find that and discover that and not be afraid to adventure into what's always been in my soul.
And
I may not even know that.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's worked for you, and Lisa brings that out in her book, From the Eyes of Egypt. I was going to ask you the takeaway when you wrote the book, published the book. What do you hope the reader takes away? And I think you answered that many times during the course of the program. Limitations was something you talked before. It's limitless, our possibilities, isn't it? And we box ourselves in, and it's our fault.
Yes, it really is. We really need to take away the barriers with ourselves and also with others, in the sense of really finding that purpose, that hope. I want everyone that reads my book to experience endless amount of hope and faith. And if God has brought someone to your life, whether it's through Facebook or a daily interaction, really take the time. Don't be busy. Take the time to discover why that person has entered your life and what that represents for you and what God may be telling you in for your own life. Because really, those are the gifts that come. And we're often so busy that we keep it very shallow and simple, and yet God wants to give us a bigger gift through that interaction. So I really hope that this book inspires everyone that reads it to do that and to live life with hope. And if you're afraid of writing, take time with God and find out what God's story is for you and to discover that voice inside of you and not be afraid. And it's never too late. It is never too late. I mean, I've been wanting to do this for years, and it wasn't until now that God has allowed it. And so I really want people to live with that amount of inspiration. I really do.
The book by Lisa Camacho is From the Eyes of Egypt. The book explores soul connections beyond space and time. Share a little bit about what that means to you, what that concept is.
Well, it's sometimes I think that in our world, we think that the only way to accomplish something is working with what is in front of us. And the reality is that we live in a gigantic world, in a world that we can cross over to experience whatever it is that we have to experience to reach that goal that we may have. Because we so often just spend time in this little world. But sometimes we say, well, I don't have what I need in this little world. But sometimes we forget that we live in a much bigger world than our own. And so if we take the time to find the opportunities and the resources to do that, then we can tap into what truly God may have for us. And it may not be right in front of you. It may be at a distance. It may be. And I will share this. When I went to Egypt in December and I crossed to the many villages, I not only went to the tourist area, I went to where the people live.
Yes.
Because I did that with great intention. And I said to Kareem, I want to be where the people are. I love the tourist sites, and it's beautiful and it's wonderful and it was great. But I want to go where the people are. And when I crossed that distance from even just between in a land that I had never been from the tourist side to the community where the people were, I felt different. I felt my soul just open. And I said to Kareem, I want you to know that when I go back, I'm going to write about this. Because it was just the feeling of inspiration, of love, of belonging, of acceptance. How do you feel love, belonging, and acceptance in a place that you have never been? That's only God's spirit.
Yes.
But God's spirit does that. And I felt so close to God. I felt so close to God in that moment. And I said to the Lord, I said, I can't believe that I don't know these people and I love these people. My heart is just open. And they would look at me with so much love as I was walking the streets, many of them offering me to help with something. At one point, I was carrying several bags and a gentleman asked me, can I help you? And I asked Kareem to translate because I don't know the language. And he walked with us for a few minutes to help us. But I think it was more that he just wanted to get to know me. I looked quite
yes.
different than everyone else. But just the love of it all. And that's what crossing the distance does. Going
lessons,
beyond our present.
Lessons for so many people in Lisa's book, From the Eyes of Egypt. We know the impression it made on you as an individual. You talk about that in the book. We've talked about that in the conversation. I'm sure it has an impact and made you a better medical social worker as well. What has that done for you in your day-to-day life when you're dealing with people, especially people dealing with end-of-life issues?
It has really touched me. It has changed my scope of practice.
and how has it done that, that the way in which I see life, that many times we're trained in this field that when working with end of life, it's exactly that, end of life. And after I wrote this book, and after I went to Egypt now in December, I find even this year I talk to my patients in a different light. I talk to them not just about their dying process, but about what life is going to be like even after they're gone. Those difficult spiritual conversations that often only sometimes occur with the chaplain, I do find that now they are opening up with me too about it. And it's almost happening automatically, because I'm also helping them live the most of their days. For example, I have patients that love music, but when they are facing the dying process, they no longer have the opportunity to do those things. And what I have done recently is I've told myself, look at every patient not as they are, but as they have lived. And I ask them those questions. What have you lived? What would you still like to live? What did you love the most when you were living without this illness? And I try to empower them to now the very last day of their days to feel empowered that they have lived and that they are continuing to live, that they are not an illness, that the condition is there, but that they are still alive and that they can still make the most. And I find that it's been beautiful because just as I speak about in the book about the power of hope, I have found that many patients have reconciled recently with their loved ones that they haven't seen for a long time, right? Yes. Talking about distance. And I have brought that into my work, into sharing the life stories of my patient and not just talking about dying. Yes, I still have to talk about dying. I still have to talk about those important issues, but really loving their story and who they've been and letting them know that an illness cannot take away your spirit. An illness can touch your body, but it cannot touch your spirit. And so long as your spirit is alive, you are alive. And we're going to make the most of those days.
The time has gone by.
So it changed the conversation.
Well, it's a lesson in growth for all of us as well. You learn so much from this that you incorporate in the daily communication, interaction you have with people that are facing very difficult circumstances. It's been such a pleasure having you on the program. You've done a remarkable job of taking this visit, understanding Kareem's art and how it's opened up new emotions for you. What are you working on now? Are you working on new projects, new books?
Yes, I am. I'm actually in the process of, I just finished my doctoral degree in organizational leadership. Thank you, God.
Fantastic.
And so I'm getting ready to publish the second book, and that one will be academic. It'll be talking about hospice care and how to help hospice workers. But specifically with Kareem, I am working on a project where I'm trying to, here in America, bring his art into clothing. So you will be able to see his paintings on T-shirts, sweaters, that sort of thing, and then transitioning it to Egypt in some way or another, which I haven't figured out yet, because that's always a challenge when it's international work. But we are thinking about also writing a second book together. Since the first book was about me not ever having been in Egypt and God allowing Kareem to come into my life to bring Egypt to me, I am planning to write the next book in terms of now having visited Egypt and what that represents for me.
Looking forward.
That may take some time.
Well, work on it, and we will stay in touch and would love to continue this conversation and talk about new projects as well. I know what you go through just by having a daughter-in-law go through the doctoral process. So may I call you Dr. Lisa Camacho? Mm-hmm. I wish I would have known at the beginning. I would have mentioned that. How's that sound, Dr. Camacho?
Yes, you certainly can now since I've officially finished my degree and I have been pronounced that. Yes, I'm still getting used to the idea since it was just about a week ago, to be honest with you.
Oh, fantastic.
But I think I will always be Lisa to all people. I feel so honored for the privilege that God has given me to come this far. But yes, that's what I'll be doing in the next couple of months and years, I hope.
Well, that's fantastic. It's a remarkable journey that you're on, and that journey continues. And I would like to thank King Pages Press, the author's marketing consultant, for arranging our conversation with Lisa today. Results oriented, making sure your work gets the attention it truly deserves. KingPagesPress.com. Our guest has been Lisa Camacho, Dr. Lisa Camacho. That's C-A-M-A-C-H-O. The book is available, of course, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, usual places. Links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Lisa, thank you for being with us on the program. Congratulations on the book and the new title. I love that, Dr. Camacho. Thank you for being with us in the program. Hopefully, we'll be able to continue this conversation. It's been a pleasure having you with us. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Rick. God bless you, and I hope you have a wonderful day, and thank you for this wonderful opportunity.
Well, it's our pleasure. Thank you for making the time to come on and talk with us about the book From the Eyes of Egypt and Artistic Reflection by Lisa Camacho. Links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and we are back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.